Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Rachel Consulta Tour standing by. We'll take caller 9 now at 844-999-OLA, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, IKEA is selling flat pack chocolate bunnies for Easter that you have to assemble yourself. It's not clear if they're selling them in the U.S., though.
You have to assemble the bunny yourself? Yes.
I'm assuming if you get it from IKEA, you have to assemble the damn thing.
Right.
I mean, a chocolate bunny?
A plastic spoon, anything. God, it doesn't matter what
Come
you
on.
Buy.
Does it still have those little wood teeth that you got to put inside the bunny to keep the ears stuck there?
I don't know. We have to go to IKEA and find out.
Yeah, it's scrimmage. It's candy.
That's a chocolate bunny.
Right. Can we just make the chocolate
It's going to be kind of weird, though, to open a package and, like, there's two ears, there's the head.
I wonder if it's like an IKEA's My First Put It Together set. You know, it's for the kids to put it together.
Do you think a child is going to take the time to put together the chocolate bunny or just eat the severed pieces?
Well, they, you know, the lazy ones would eat the severed pieces, but for
yeah,
others...
Yeah, they're both kids.
It's like an edible Lego, man.
Apparently, Mike, all Legos are edible. Every child attempts to prove this.
I feel like that chocolate bunny's not going to be that awesome. But you're right. Kids will still want to eat it.
Of course.
There's some candy I won't eat now, but as a kid, I'd be like, this is great.
What candy would you not eat now?
I don't know. Like, just remember when I was a kid, like at Easter, you'd get that big hollow chocolate bunny?
Yeah.
I don't know that I would get down on a chocolate bunny right now.
I feel like Easter candy was always the most suspect. Like, to me, Halloween defined what candy is. Yeah. And then Easter came around, and other than the chocolate bunny, like, I was never down with Peeps.
Yeah, the flavors of Easter are just not all that good.
And I don't really like the hollow chocolate bunny egg because the one that's all the way thick is just too hard to eat.
Right.
Yeah.
Or the Cadbury cream eggs.
Mm-hmm. A new study found the biggest tourist trap in the world.
Las Vegas.
Steve, actually, you and I were there a few years back. I know you're not working on a mic, so I'm just going to tell Steve you can do your thing.
Well, all right, then.
We were there a few years ago.
I'll let you have this one, Miles.
The biggest tourist trap?
Biggest tourist trap.
In the world or in the States?
In the world.
In the world.
In the world.
And it's in the States?
It is in the States.
They just say it's dirty, it's pointless, there's no real excitement there, it's packed all the time.
It's on the West Coast.
It's dirty, the people there are crazy.
Oh, Reno.
No, keep going west.
Tourist trap. Think about where people go, and they show up in droves. Hollywood Walk of
Fame. Damn, Ted.
Oh, really? Hollywood Walk of Fame.
The only reason I saw, honestly, we were on Hollywood Boulevard, so the Hollywood Walk of Fame is just a matter of it being the sidewalk that serves the hotel. Only reason I saw it is because I smoke.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and even then, when I saw the stars, I'm like, so Kermit the Frog, sadly, that was the one that excited me. I'm not even kidding.
Dude, it's like, Kermit.
Holy crap, it's Kermit.
Yeah.
He's a real deal. A drunk driver recently got busted in Rhode Island after he zigzagged all over the place and somehow managed to hit 41 different cars.
41 cars.
The reason why I'm not working on that is because I already did.
All good.
Jeff is bringing me the same stories all over again.
Goddamn Jeff.
That's crazy, man. 41 cars.
41 cars.
Same story.
A man in Hawaii tried to get out of jury duty by shouting, quote, he's guilty, over and over again, and the judge threw him in jail for it.
Yeah, but he also got out of jury duty. No one finishes with that. He got out of jury duty.
Hopefully he'll never be called again for jury duty based on that one night in jail.
But he's had to spend a night in jail?
He had to spend a night in jail. I believe it was a $10,000 fine, but no jury duty.
Mm-hmm. I think I would have done
the
jury duty.
He still gets to go to work and get paid for his job that he wouldn't have if he went to jury duty. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A man in West Virginia tried to get his criminal record expunged last month by forging a letter from the governor. You know how they figured it out?
What state?
West Virginia.
Because Jim Justice didn't sign it.
No, because there were a lot of misspelled words in it.
Well, I'd believe that with Jim Justice, though.
That's a gutsy move.
Cole. K-O-L-E, Cole.
A pardon by the governor. You faked it.
And he handed you the letter.
The governor.
They didn't send it to anyone. They gave you the letter like your mom gives you a note for school.
Right. A couple in Ohio got caught with stolen merchandise in their car last Thursday after they parked in a handicapped spot in front of a sheriff's office.
Why don't you just walk in and bitch slap a cop? I mean, like, what?
Right? I need to get a segment where it's just basically people handing themselves in.
Yeah, essentially.
Mm-hmm. It's called Facebook.
Exactly right.
A handicapped space in front of the sheriff's office.
And you have stolen crap in your car.
Jeez.
How could I incriminate myself quick?
Right.
Facebook.
Flash your brights at a cop, you know?
Wave at him, Mike.
Wave when you drive by, Mike.
I didn't get arrested. Luckily, I wasn't doing anything wrong.
You got
pulled
over.
I'd have been another news story. Like this one. Thrillist recently ranked the top 10 states to live in if you love sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, I think
it's accurate.
I mean, Pennsylvania would have to be number one.
Number one spot is Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
What's number two? You would know number two, too. It makes the most sense.
For famous sandwiches.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Just based on the variety of different things that they
have. New York City?
That's number three.
Hey, you guys are both working on this one.
New Jersey.
Oh, of course.
So Pennsylvania was number one. New Jersey was number two.
New York
is number three.
Louisiana
because of the po'
boy.
Florida shows up because of the Cubans. Massachusetts shows up because of the lobster rolls.
Illinois.
Oregon shows up just because of all the food trucks that are kind of involved with sandwiches. But South Carolina makes a list because of a pulled pork sandwich. It's basically East Coast.
Yeah.
And then there's Oregon out here.
Hey, Miles.
Yeah.
Does potato salad count as a salad?
I mean, it depends on your definition of a salad. Like,
well, over 250,000 people took an online poll, and 38% of them said yes.
Well, yeah, it's called potato salad.
But that's not a salad. It's not a green salad.
It's not a green salad, but it's a mayonnaise-based salad. So you have tuna salad, potato salad, shrimp salad, chicken
macaroni salad.
Macaroni salad. Right.
It's like saying
that's one kind of salad.
It's like saying is hamburger your favorite pork product. It's got the name ham.
Sure.
It's got the name burger.
From Hamburg.
There's no pork product in there. Mm-hmm.
But if you add mayonnaise to your product, it becomes a salad. I mean, it's just that easy.
I just
man.
Feel like there's macaroni a lot of people salad. That would take out that root. Like, yeah, I had a salad today. Like, dog, eating potato salad.
Right, there's a salad to brag that you ate to lose weight.
That's not a bad call.
Yeah, chicken salad's been kind of fronting too, like a salad.
It is.
Yeah, I've had a salad all week long.
Jell-O salad.
Jell-O. Yeah, what makes the Jell-O salad a salad?
Oh, God. Fruit inside of it.
That's terrible.
According to the New York Post, the hot new trend is to get tiny tattoos on your ears.
That's been going on for like 40 years.
Apparently celebrities like Rihanna and Miley Cyrus helped make them popular.
Rihanna.
Rihanna.
Rihanna?
Jeez. Rihanna.
Jesus,
Rihanna.
Man.
Rihanna. That was those buttermilk pancakes.
You're phenomenal.
What am I watching? Lilo and Stitch?
Great product.
Rihanna.
Rihanna.
Rihanna was a character in Lilo and Stitch.
You're like Stewie. Rihanna.
You're putting so much emphasis on the A.
Rihanna.
Rihanna. Rihanna lives in Wailea.
Jesus.
I mean, no, she's from there. She's not a Helen.
Rihanna.
But she's fancy, but somehow you made her fancier.
Rihanna.
Or less cool.
Mark my words, she starts going by Rihanna. I want royalties.
Wow, was that a Halle statement to me?
Rihanna and Lady Gaga will take the stage tonight. As Mike Hawk presents.
Yeah. Rihanna and Lady Gaga.
The Miami Herald just... The Miami Herald
It takes place in the state of Illinois.
Illinois, sir. The Miami Herald just ranked the best Florida man stories of all time. The top two are the Florida man that tossed the 3-foot alligator through a drive-thru window at a Wendy's.
It's pretty strong.
And a Florida man who slapped his employees with a bearded dragon.
Oh, yeah. I like it all. Yeah.
I love it, Florida.
Damn. Florida takes care of all the weird news in the world.
They really do. I mean, they keep me employed, man.
It's a lot of reptile play.
It is.
Ohio tries so hard, but they could never be
you
Florida.
Can't touch Florida.
All right, are you guys ready for this? The world's top bridge player just got suspended from playing the game and had all of his titles stripped and you will never guess what.
Why?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are coming up 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
Hey, Steve, throw a hook at your police, everyone. How Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Andy. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Oh, man. Two in one day. What's up, boys?
Hola. All right, Andy. Understand how this year game is played.
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. Here's your story. A 50-year-old man confessed to the whatever county investigators in Florida that he attempted to kill multiple people at a motel in Kissimmee. Now, the man told police that he went to the Friendly Village Inn and Motel to, quote, barbecue all the child molesters on fire and kill them. Yes, so those are his words. Now, the man made several threats, including a taunt of, quote, I'm going to kill you, child molester, before allegedly splashing gasoline on a door. Witnesses said that he claimed he was holding a cigarette during the incident and hit a couple's car, poured gasoline on it. He's also accused of breaking a hotel window to pour gas inside of a room. Told police he didn't act on his threats because everyone got there, quote, way too soon. He was formally charged with four counts of attempted premeditated murder and is being held with no bond at the whatever county jail. My question is, do you believe that this guy whose goal was to, and I quote, barbecue child molesters, is black, white, Mexi, or Jew?
Oh, man. Let's just go right to my racial consultant. I got an idea, though. I'm thinking white, but let me know. What do you think?
What did you say? It was Florida again?
It's in Kissimmee, Florida. And I don't know if he knew whether or not the people at this particular motel were child molesters. He just made the assumption they were and basically threatened everyone who was there.
It sounds like one of those people who are really into conspiracy theories, like somebody said something online and he just kind of believes that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I agree. But he didn't say he was going to go, like, light them on fire or nothing. He said he was going to barbecue them, right?
Quote, barbecue them.
Barbecue them, bro.
Barbecue them. That is his quote, yeah.
So, I mean, generally when I hear
barbecue... Can you specify a dry rub or a wet rub?
Yeah, when I hear barbecue, I think more black. I think about grilling as more white.
Okay.
But I'm...
Might be splitting hairs at the point you're going to kill someone, but I follow what you're saying. I mean... I agree with you.
Right.
In this case, I don't know how specific they were.
Yeah, you're right. I'm going against my own advice.
You know what, man?
I'll take white.
Andy, I'm going to go crazy on this one. Based on the fact that there was so much gasoline involved, I'm going to go Mexican.
Oh, man, all the petrol involved? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Man, my gut's telling me white. I'm just going to stay there. I'm going to make this short for you guys. Let's do it. See what happens.
Final answer, white, Andy?
White, it's all right.
Okay, we're going to find out if he's black, white, Mexican, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Okay, Profile This takes us to Florida. We have a man who went to a hotel because he believes there are child molesters inside.
That is correct.
So he wants to get rid of the child molesters, much like most people would. But he tried to burn the entire hotel down with gasoline.
That is correct. He even broke open some windows, dumped the gasoline straight in there. But Andy, we asked you, did you believe that this guy, who, in his words, was going to barbecue child molesters, black, white, Mexi, or Jew, you said your gut told you white.
Oh, sorry.
And Miles, you said, what was your thing? Based on the guy had so much gasoline.
I've been to Kissimmee before. All Here's right. what Kissimmee is. Kissimmee is a bunch of gated retirement communities and housing communities.
Right.
Most of the time they have an HOA in the area. Most houses there do. You don't cut your own grass.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lawn service that comes and takes care of all that stuff.
All right.
So like my uncle where he lives, he doesn't have a weed eater, he doesn't have a lawnmower, he hasn't had any of that stuff in like 25 years. He has right. The lawn service from the HOA comes and does it.
All right.
I've never seen anybody that's white doing that job.
You're saying just the fact that he has gasoline.
He's got gasoline on hand, because most of the time you don't need gasoline on hand unless you have a motorboat, powerboat, one of those.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a different kind of fuel.
That sounds terribly racist. But you are correct. Boom! Yeah, Maxi.
And it's also funny because somebody called it petrol.
Yeah, the dude on the phone said petrol, and I'm like, that's very English.
The only person I know that calls it petrol is my buddy Bernie, who owned a landscaping company.
And his wife.
His wife. And I've been, but you're right, though.
Does he do the work?
Not anymore.
Right.
I was the first employee. But he can't
get... your wife?
Yeah, but he can't... Honestly, we have mutual friends that are like, yeah, he'll give you a job, and they don't want to do it.
They just don't want to work.
Yeah.
It sounds like the entire state of West Virginia where our parents live.
All right, now for all TV news all the time, time for all TV time with Tay.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
First, I would just say, Stevie, hope you're doing all right, man. Get better.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem. Let's see. All right, I love Saturday Night Live. I have talked about it for years. It's one of my favorite shows. Bill Hader, you'll remember, was a cast member for years, and then he went and did movies and stuff. But Bill Hader, to me, is still one of the best people's ever been on.
Did Stefan?
Right. Mm-hmm. So John Mulaney. Now, John Mulaney, you would know more. He was a writer for SNL for years, and when he did Stefan, Mulaney would change the script right before Bill Hader did it. So that's why Hader would always end up laughing, right? So him and Mulaney are very close friends. John Mulaney was the guest host. His stand-up at the beginning I thought was very good. But then Bill Hader shows back up for just a fun little game show.
And now it's time to play...
What's that game?
And here's your host, Vince Blake!
Hello! Hello! Hello, and welcome to What's That Name? The rules are simple. We show you a person, you tell us their name. Our contestants today are Doug and Courtney. The first question goes to Doug. John Legend is one of pop music's biggest artists, but his better half is a star in her own right. Doug, what's that name?
Chrissy Teigen.
That's right. $5 for you. Courtney, you're up next. Although they recently split, we'll never forget the whirlwind romance of Noah Cyrus and this American musician. What's that name?
Okay, I actually know this. It's Lil Xan.
That's right. $5 to you.
All right. Right? So kind of like, at first you're kind of like, I don't get this skit. Like, right. What is this about? And why are they only winning $5? But then this is the point where this, it's funny, but I think it hits home for a lot of people what happened in the next round.
All right. Doug. This next question is for $250,000. And we've got a walk-on clue.
Hey, Doug, it's me. I'm one of your closest friends.
Hey, Todd.
And I've been his girlfriend for 4 years. What's my name?
Hey, great to see you.
It's great to see you. We've gone out to dinner 20 times and sat next to each other at multiple weddings. What's my name?
That's it.
Doesn't seem like you know her name.
Of course I do. Of course I do. It's Missy.
Audience.
Harry! Todd, I'm so sorry.
Interesting choice to apologize to him as opposed to her. Guess you just don't consider her a human being.
What kind of horrible game show is this?
It's What's That Name?
It is that awkward.
That is so poignant.
Right? Well, because everybody, like, I was talking about with my buddy yesterday, and I've been talking about The Office, like, and I'm sure it goes both ways.
Oh, but yeah.
I definitely have friends where you've known her for a while.
Sure.
But, like, I don't know. Look, I'll tell you the other one I run into, and... You know what? I'm just going to say it. All right? Some of you people got too many damn children. I can't keep track.
That's okay, though.
I don't know which
one.
That's
okay.
They're in.
Because you can always go, how are your kids?
And the
immediate answer will be like, I'll say, well, you know, what's your face is doing fine. And the other one's an idiot.
Yeah.
But who is who? That's the question that asks. Which one's the idiot?
They're interchangeable.
Oh. I thought you were like, which one's the idiot? I thought you were asking, like, which one's older? Which I'm like, I think I know the order. Yeah, I mean, that stuff's very real, right?
Sure.
Like there, by the way, you can watch that video. It's up on the Men's Room Facebook page. Go watch, man. It's a little over 7.5 minutes, but it is where I was dying laughing, like just cracking up. Because it's...
You go to the famous person, $5. Now for $250,000.
Right?
Todd has dated her for 4 years.
And right. You've known her the whole time.
You've gone out to dinner. You've been to weddings together. Like, what is her name?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it is. And it, right, because that's what I just liked about that skit, because the name game is like, it's easy. And then at one point, the other lady gets one wrong, and the woman goes, but you knew little Zan.
Right.
Yeah, Mike on the show, baby. Rihanna.
Hana means family.
Little Zan, by the way. That's what I think about that one. But yeah, great episode of SNL, like I said. And Mulaney's stand-up in the beginning was great, man. He just kind of an observational.
Didn't he go out and do the Oscars too with another lady? Didn't they present? I thought he was pretty funny in that. I think that's the same guy.
Yeah, you know him.
Yeah,
yeah. He's very clean looking, which is why I was confused. All right, let's see. Catherine Hellman. You might not know that name, but she was 89, and then she just passed away. But she was the mom, as they say here, the sex crazed Mona on Who's the Boss. And then she was also on Soap back in the day.
And Benson. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The redhead. I remember her.
Dude, they don't even give Benson any credit in here.
And Benson was after Soap. Like, Benson was a spinoff from Soap.
And Benson was when he worked for the governor, right?
That is correct.
Yeah. It's funny. I don't remember Soap, but I remember Benson.
Right. Benson was a better show to watch if you weren't into the deep comedy that was Soap. So, like, as a kid, all the jokes.
Soap's a little above your head.
It was a little bit on the MASH level of I'm missing a lot because I'm young and I don't know what's going on.
Right. Well, even Benson, I remember watching that, and there was definitely stuff I didn't get on that show. Right? But, I mean, that show was on in, like, what, the mid-80s, I would think.
I think so, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But she was in a lot of stuff. She had recurring roles on Coach and Everybody Loves Raymond. From what you could tell, everybody seemed, nice. And it's just funny, like, my buddy was like, did you hear Mona died? And I'm like, who? And he's like, the mom from Who's the Boss.
Yeah, no!
The grandma. I was like, oh.
Well, early on, her punchline was always about sex.
Always.
So her whole shtick was about, like, I'm horny, I want to have sex. It was always a sex joke.
And have you tried to explain, like, Who's the Boss to somebody who doesn't know what it is? Because I did. Astor, my friend, told me that. And we were like, it was a show about a guy that lived in the house that was, like, the maid and stuff. So that's why they called it, like, Who's Really the Boss? And they were like, why was it? It's like, what? It's insane. Because the woman was just like, I don't get it. Like, it's because he's a guy? This is, like, crazy insane? I was like, yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly that what. That is precisely what.
Single dad bumbles through life again. Right. Welcome to Hollywood.
They weren't even his kids, though, right? Tony was just the maid, and then he helped out around the house.
Yeah, they got laid, right?
Did they ever actually hook up?
Did they get it on?
Yeah, you're right. Right, because then...
and Judith Light?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, at some point, the characters had to
Tony's hook up. Irresistible. You can't not jump all over him.
Yeah, irresistible.
I mean, he's Tony a good-looking dude. Like, I don't think Tony Dan's ever had trouble getting ladies.
Oh, no.
Nor men.
Whatever he likes, he can get.
Will Smith has a new Facebook show where he's taking on some crazy challenges. Basically, just called Will Smith's Bucket List. He's going to appear. Some of the stuff I kind of like, but if one is swimming with sharks, that seems a little wild. Then he's appearing in a Bollywood movie and trying to do stand-up with Dave Chappelle. But Will Smith, like, him doing stand-up shouldn't be that far of a stretch.
I would not think so.
Just sounds like, look at me, I'm Will Smith.
That's essentially what I'm hearing.
You know, I want to do something about me, and I'm the focus, and I do different things.
I'm Will Smith, I can do this.
Right.
And you can't.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. Like, people will like it. And people like Will Smith.
Do they still like Will Smith?
Yeah, I was going to ask.
I think so.
I mean, I don't think anyone dislikes him, but does he still matter to people? Which sounds harsh to say, but I mean, there's a point where he's on top of the world, right?
Yeah.
Now he's doing that show about Earth, but they call it One Strange Rock because he can't say Earth.
I did, like, a few weeks ago, he came out, and they were talking about him being in The Matrix.
Yeah.
And he said that he turned it down.
Because he didn't get the script.
Right, but also, like, when he explains it, he's like, you know, like, we've all seen it now, but he's like, when they, you know, pitch this movie, and they're talking about, like, you're going to miss bullets and move and all these weird, he's like, it sounded stupid and, like, insane. Like,
it's both of those things. They just managed to pull it off. Yeah, this is incredibly stupid, but they managed to make a good movie.
When they first started filming Star Wars, it was like 1976 or 77 or whatever. And for whatever reason, when George Lucas decided what was outer space, he determined it was colonized by English, British-speaking of actors.
Right.
So the whole idea for some reason of being in outer space is that everyone has an English accent. So when he went to pitch a lot of these roles, as far as older generals or Grand Moff Tarkin or whoever the hell the character was, he would look for these older, established thespian actors. Alec Guinness literally hung up the phone on him four times. Like, I am not doing your rubbish. I am not doing your space dreams.
Yeah.
The script
I'm a trained
is stupid.
Shakespearean
right?
actor.
I don't understand what it's about. The deal that he... So Alec, he kept getting harassed by George Lucas, right? And Alec Guinness was Obi-Wan. Okay, finally, he's like, look, I'll do the movie, but instead of paying me for it, because I don't understand what this is about, it's going to fail, this is a stupid-ass movie, just give me 10% of your profits. But no one knew how big Star Wars would be. Alec Guinness made 10% of all the Star Wars money when that movie came out.
It still
out,
does
man.
To this day. Well, as the state does.
Dang.
I can't explain how much money this dude did for a movie he did not want to do or right. understand.
But you have to remember, he was the guy.
Yeah.
Despite everybody else, he was the most important get in that entire cast. And he didn't want to do it because exactly like what Will Smith is saying, like, this is stupid.
Dumb.
What do you mean?
Yeah, it would just seem insane.
What do you mean, like, I'm a Jedi master? What does that mean?
What the hell, who cares? Let's see. Miles, you have talked about this for years and kind of whenever you talk about nightclubs and kind of not the best place to have a conversation with somebody. But that's nightclub life, and Jimmy Fallon had something on that in his thank you notes.
Thank you, the new Samsung Galaxy Fold, for being perfect for people who love smartphones but wish they had even more screens to crack.
I'm trying to see. Oh, I think it's a cute baby. I don't know.
Thank you. March weather. I can't wait to wake up every day and play the age-old game Pleasant Spring Day or Full-Blown Arctic Apocalypse.
Weatherman says wear a helmet today.
Thank you, nightclubs, for being the perfect spot for people who like making small talk while screaming at the top of their lungs. It's like, people with high-end backpacks, it's good to know that if this business meeting runs late, your tote's ready to set up camp and build us a shelter. Thank you, open-back hospital gowns, for not going by your real name, booty curtains.
There you go, everybody. There you have it. Those are my thank you notes.
Booty curtains. That sounds like something I would say at the end of the day. Next thing I knew, it was booty curtains.
It also sounds like a 70s failed funk guy. They signed me to Motown. I went by the name Booty Curtains.
Sounds like to me the backpack is now finally getting to New York City after like 15 years everywhere else. Like, how in the hell did that work out?
Well, yeah.
You walk everywhere, of course.
I still think Booty Curtains
I like
is the term
name.
We can start using.
Oh, absolutely, man. Consider
like,
it done.
Right, like, well, how was the night last night? Like, went to a game, got kind of drunk, ended it. Wrapped in some booty curtains.
I think of my kids' grief now. Look at this dirty underwear. Wipe your booty curtains.
When I think booty curtains, I think you put on the gown backward.
How so?
Well, if it gapped in the front.
Well, yeah, but that'd be a penis curtain.
Well, it depends on who you're talking about.
Well, yeah.
I want booty curtains to say stay positive, all right?
When I think curtains, I don't know about you guys, but... The bag doesn't come to mind.
The Sandlot is getting a TV reboot with the original cast.
What?
Yeah.
How old are the, I'm going to say kids, how old are these adults now? Jesus.
All right, so this it's going to be a revival, not a reboot.
All right.
The guy who wrote and directed the 1993 movie says he's got all the original cast members back. The show will take place in 1984. So the kids are now in their 30s. I imagine most of those guys are probably 30s or
sure.
early 40s. Remember, the movie took place in 1962. Apparently, they're working on a prequel movie as well, but it has nothing to do with the TV show.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I mean, I will say this. That movie, I feel like for my age bracket, The Sandlot is a massive movie.
Oh, absolutely.
I also lived in a house for a period. I don't know how it became this way, but The Sandlot was like, it was like code if you had the movie in your room that you had hooked up the night before.
Oh, really?
Like, oh, yeah. Well, like, we watched. It got really weird, but it was
Damn, like a thing.
People would put on The Sandlot. You know, instead, it was like the original Netflix and chill for us. Like, huh. Sandlot and chill.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right? And it's weird, because it's a...
Because the movie's not about anything that...
No! No! Yeah. Not at all.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. Mike's got your headlines coming up here in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida man denies owning syringes that officers found in his rectum during an arrest. Meanwhile, an Indiana man with a 9mm handgun in his waistband accidentally puts his penis and scrotum through the ultimate test. Weirdness in the Philippines as 1,500 live duct tape turtles are found in a box. To Oregon, if you need more proof, the Taco Bell sauce truly rocks. And the world's top bridge player is suspended after failing a drug test. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. You totally didn't hear this earlier today. The Norwegian Bridge Federation has suspended the top player in the world and stripped him of all his titles because...
He tried to get his wife right.
He failed the drug test.
That's right.
I know what you're thinking. Weed, coke, nay. The man had a synthetic steroid in his system as well as a female fertility drug he was doping. While these drugs won't help his performance in the world of bridge, he was still suspended because the NBF answers to the International Olympic Committee that sets these parameters.
Well, actually, one thing they said, look, one thing about these bridge tournaments, I swear to God, because people were like, you're kidding, right? So I said, you play bridge, these games go on forever, people get tired because some of these drugs are stimulants, it helps them stay awake. Okay, seriously.
This is what happens when you go in and try to solve fertility issues.
Exactly.
Yeah, seriously. He was basically trying to get his hormone level up because he was born with very low testosterone.
That's why he plays bridge, yeah.
And that's why, like, he didn't go through puberty until late, all these different things. But now he wants to, you know, have a family and all that stuff, so he's trying to do that.
Well, you can play bridge or have a family.
Yeah, exactly.
In other news, you may recall a few months ago I had a story about a young man out of Florida that concealed 3 syringes in his anus and was charged with bringing contraband into a correctional facility.
3!
It's now been announced that the state will not pursue charges against him for this and sentenced him to 40 days in jail as part of a plea deal. Should also be noted that this upstanding citizen has already been arrested again, this time for stealing about $50 worth of merchandise from a Walmart.
Come on, man.
No drugs were found in his anus this time, though.
Well, did they find drugs in his anus or just the needles? Don't make him look bad.
Sorry. That's my bad. Yep. In New Jersey, a local high school has placed a pretty harsh ban on its students expecting to go to the prom. The school sent a letter home to parents informing them that they will not allow students to take their own transportation to the prom and will instead be required to pay a $15 fee to take the school-provided method of transportation driven by a chaperone. They can't take a limo. They can't drive themselves.
That's being responsible as kids. So right. I don't agree with you necessarily taking a car to prom, because I have a feeling I know what you're going to do, depending on whether you're my kid or not. But if someone else is chaperoning that event as far as driving you around, I know what's going to happen there. I know the debauchery, but you're not driving.
Right.
So, but now they're pushing it to their buses that they've rented.
But look, I mean, this is a money grab for the school, is a long and short of it. They said, look, we don't want kids to get them, not everyone can afford it. It's like that, if you're going to teach kids something, understand that. That is how life works. There are things that people can afford and things that you cannot. And it's everyone's rite of passage to go through the prom. Man.
Exactly.
Jesus.
Right, as you say, I mean, that's a huge thing for people in their
life. This is life.
You pool together, you get a limo, and then you drive yourself to...
You've been talking for 6 months. About who you're going with, who's taking you, who asked, and someone...
The school says it's a matter of safety and equity to the students, but the students are outraged about the ban.
Yeah.
What a thought.
They should be. We're going to dictate your lives and stuff.
If I'm at that school, I'm trying to organize another prom then.
Not only that, but, you know, you got to remember, at that point in your life, a lot of the kids are not kids. They're adults.
Yeah.
They're 18 years old. For the most part, when you get to May, June, a lot of people have late birthdays, but the other half of your class is adults.
Right.
So these are adult children, not children. These are adults that you're dictating.
Right. I was 18 for the bulk of my senior year.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you're an adult. You can't tell an adult.
You're not teaching kids anything if you're worried about economic inequality.
Right.
Guess what? Once you graduate, welcome to the world, dude. This is exactly how the F it plays out.
Get ready for that. A man in Indiana is now the poster boy for why you don't want to carry your 9mm pistol in your pants. The man was out
for one without a gun permit.
Yes, correct. The man was out for a walk with a weapon holstered in the front of his waistband, and while he was walking, the gun began to slip, at which time the man adjusted it and it fired, sending the bullet through his penis and his scrotum.
Shot his penis, the penis, and you're to blame.
You know, the problem with that is if his penis and scrotum had a gun, it'd fire back at his head, and we wouldn't have this problem.
Yeah.
Due to him not having a handgun license for it, he will face criminal charges after he comes out of the hospital. So there's that. Mm-hmm. That's it for headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow for Ryan Castle, the Drunken Charge, into Sin Spin, along with Rob Thomas. Midterm rules coming up.
We'll see you later.
For the shot of the day. Mm-hmm. And another round of Profile This.
And Rob's coming in happy. But in the meantime, we be all up out this bad. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.